আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়াসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফা'আউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নবিয়াল্লাহ وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Dearest students and the viewers of Madani channel, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's silsila of misconceptions, we will discuss ilm-e-ghayb of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The knowledge of unseen, which is granted by Allah azza wa jal to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the knowledge which is bestowed upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Why we have chosen this topic to discuss? Because there are some misunderstandings in the minds of some people. And there are misconceptions. Therefore, there is a need to remove those misunderstandings and misconceptions, so we can have the correct belief in regard to ilm-e-ghayb or the knowledge of unseen of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are three very important principles one needs to keep in his mind. Number one is that Allah Azza wa Jal is Alim Bidhat. Alim Bidhat means that He knows everything personally without the help of anyone else or without anybody telling Him anything. He knows everything on his own. That is called Alim Bidhat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Alim Bidhat. Second point is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and other prophets alayhim as-salam, they are given Ba'd knowledge. That means part of the knowledge of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is very important to know. But when we talk about this Ba'd or part, this we are talking in comparison with the knowledge of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Not comparing with the knowledge of creation. So that ba'd or ba'd in Arabic, as you might say, or some, is very big and very huge when you compare that sum and that bath with the knowledge of creation. That is the second point. And the third point is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's knowledge is more and superior and stronger than every other creation. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, Malakul Maut alayhi salam, and Shaitan, they all are part of creation. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's knowledge is more than Shaitan. His knowledge is more than Malakul Maut alayhi salam. His knowledge is more than Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. His knowledge is more than Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and every other Rasul and every other Prophet. Some people, due to ignorance, they deny that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or other Prophets don't have knowledge of unseen at all. So they're denying many verses of Quran-e-Kareem. It is from the Dururiyat Deen, from the essentials of Deen, to believe that some knowledge, which is unseen knowledge, some knowledge of unseen of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, are granted to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The second issue that should be kept in mind is that when someone denies or he refutes or he says, I don't want to accept that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or any other Nabi is given the knowledge of unseen, his claim or his argument must be with a categorical proof. It must be a verse of a Quran, or it must be a mutawatir hadith. Mutawatir hadith is a particular terminology of the science of hadith, whereby there are always big numbers of people in the chain from one generation to another generation. So there is no possibility of lying because of the huge number of people involved in the chain and in the narration of the hadith. So if a person who wants to deny, then that is the condition that he must give a categorical proof. And number two, a proof which he is presenting must say very clearly that knowledge has not been given, or there is a clear negation, there is a clear nafi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that knowledge is not given. Or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I have not been given the knowledge. Number three, just not to show something or not to tell something, it's not a sign that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not know. Sometimes there are other reasons that something is not disclosed. Maybe sometimes it's a secret that normal people should not be informed about it. And sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I don't know, or only Allah knows, or no one except Allah knows. This sometimes means that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is negating zati ilm, that I don't have personal knowledge about this issue. And due to some reasons and wisdoms, knowledge of that is not disclosed. So these type of incidences and these types of issues are not the proof to prove that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not have the knowledge of unseen. So this is very important to keep in mind before we proceed with the topic. And I would repeat the fact that we have discussed that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has more knowledge than all the creations. So Adam alayhi salam, Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, Malakul Maut, Shaitan, they all are part of the creation. So keep that in mind. Now we will understand the knowledge of Adam alayhi salam, and then from there you can assess yourself how great the knowledge of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 31, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the names of everything to Adam alayhi salam. And then he presented them to the angels. Mufassirin ikram, the scholars of Quran, experts in the commentary of Quran, they have written beautiful and very interesting facts and figures and calculations and understandings under this ayah. In Tafsir Madarik, it is mentioned, وَمَعْنَى تَعْلِيمِهِ أَسْمَاءَ الْمُسَمِّيَاتِ أَنَّهُ تَعَالَى أَرَاهُ الْأَجْنَاسَ الَّتِي خَلَقَهَا وَعَلَّمَهُ أَنَّ هَذَا إِسْمُهُ فَرَسٌ وَهَذَا إِسْمُهُ بَعِيرٌ وَهَذَا إِسْمُهُ كَذَا وَعَنْ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسٍ عَلَّمَهُ إِسْمَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى الْقَسْعَةَ وَالْمَغْرَفَةَ. In this commentary, it is said that the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling the names of everything to Adam alayhi salam is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the categories of all the species to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and told him the names of all the species. For example, this is a horse, this is a camel, this is so and this is so. And it is reported from Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the names of everything to Adam alayhi salam, even what is the name of a cup or a bowl? What is the name of a handful? So there was nothing that was left out or that was not told or taught to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. It is mentioned in Tafsir-e-Kabir by Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes that the meaning of allamahu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him the awsaf, the realities of everything and the conditions of everything. And this is what is known to everyone. Mean, this is what is known to all the scholars. There's no other explanation of this. That in the creation, whatever was created, muhdathat, hadith, which was not there before, and then it was created. That their ajnas, their aqsam, their kinds, their categories, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, their detailed kinds and categories were explained to Adam alayhi salam. And also different languages, which the children of Adam alayhi salam speak till today. They all were taught to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, for example, Arabic language, Persian language, or Roman, for example, any European language. So every language that the children of Adam alayhi salam speak till today, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was taught about it. So you can start building up the understanding how great the knowledge of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was. We're not talking about the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yet. Then in Tafsir Abu Sa'ud, it is mentioned that وَقِيلَ أَسْمَاءَ مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونُ وَقِيلَ أَسْمَاءَ خَلْقِهِ مِنَ الْمَعْقُولَاتِ وَالْمَحْسُوسَاتِ وَالْمُتَخَيَّلَاتِ وَالْمَهُومَاتِ وَأَلْهَمَهُ مَعْرِفَةَ ذَوَاتِ الْأَشْيَاءِ وَأَسْمَاءَهَا وَخَوَاسَهَا وَمَعَارِفَهَا أُصُولَ الْعِلْمِ وَقَوَانِينَ الصَّنَعَاتِ وَتَفَاصِيلَ آلَاتِهَا وَكَيْفِيَةَ اسْتِعْمَالَاتِهَا. That Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was given the knowledge of everything that happened in the past and that was going to happen in the future. مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him the names of all his creations and all those things which were in the minds, all those things which were physical, all those things which were in visualizations, everything was told to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Not just the physical things. Even if there were things in minds, in visualizations, those things were also told to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and he learnt about them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the khawas, the qualities, the realities of everything and their recognitions to Adam alayhi salam. He taught him the rules of knowledge. He taught him the laws of trades and other skills. And taught him about the tools of everything. That this tool is used for this work and that tool is used for that work. And also taught him how to use these tools. So all that was told to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So there is no machine in the world. There is no part of any machine in the world. There is no tool in the world which Hazrat Adam alayhi salam does not know or he does not know how to operate. So even if it's something of modern days, in an invention of today which might surprise you, but that is in the knowledge of Adam alayhi salam. And then in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, it is mentioned وَعَلَّمَهُ أَحْوَالَهَا وَمَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَنَافِعِ الدِّينِيَّةِ وَالدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ وَعَلَّمَ أَسْمَاءَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَأَسْمَاءَ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ وَأَسْمَاءَ الْحَيْوَانَاتِ وَالْجَمَادَاتِ وَصَنَعَةَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَأَسْمَاءَ الْمُدُنِ وَالْقُرَى وَأَسْمَاءَ الطَّيْرِ وَالشَّجَرِ وَمَا يَكُونُ وَأَسْمَاءَ الْمَطْعُومَاتِ وَالْمَشْرُوبَاتِ وَكُلِّ نَعِيمٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَأَسْمَاءَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَفِي الْخَبْرِ عَلَّمَهُ سَبْعَ مِئَةِ أَلْفِ لُغَاتٍ. Subhanallah. This is a wonderful calculation of great mufassir, Shaykh Ismail Haqqi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the conditions of everything to Adam alayhi salam. And whatever the worldly or deeni benefit was hidden in those things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disclosed all that to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. He taught him the names of the angels and the names of his progeny, his children, till the day of Qiyamah. Whoever is going to be born in the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, he knows his name. So he knows my name and he knows your name, because we are Adami, we are the children of Adam alayhi salam. All the haywanat, all the animals, all the solid objects, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the name of everything. The names of every city, names of every village, all birds, all trees, whatever happened in the past and whatever was going to happen in the future, all that was taught to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Whatever was going to happen till the day of Qiyamah was taught to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. The names of foods and drinks and every ni'mat of Jannat, the knowledge of that was given to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And in one hadith it is mentioned that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was taught 700,000 languages. 700,000 languages Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was taught. Now, from these tafaseer, from these commentaries of great scholars, what did we learn? We learned that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was given the knowledge of ma kana wa ma yakunu. What is the meaning of ma kana wa ma yakunu? Whatever has happened in the past and whatever is going to happen in the future, that is ma kana wa ma yakunu. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was given the knowledge of ma kana wa ma yakunu. And he was given the detailed knowledge of everything, the name of everything, every happenings, every trade, every tool, every angel's name, every person's name, every animal's name, every bird's name, and their khawas, their realities, how they function. I mean, just knowing a name and not knowing anything about it is not a knowledge. The knowledge is that you know the name and you know the function of it, you know the detail of it, you know the reality of it. So this is how Adam alayhi salam was blessed with the knowledge. And we have established the fact right in the beginning that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's knowledge is more than the knowledge of Adam alayhi salam. I mean, the ma kana wa ma yakunu has been proven for Adam alayhi salam. And as far as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, his knowledge is much more than that, much beyond ma kana wa ma yakun. And then another ayah kareema we would discuss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 41, وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَا أُولَاءِ شَهِيدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O beloved, we will bring you upon them as an observer. In tafsir Nishapuri, it is mentioned, لِأَنَّ رُوحَهُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ شَاهِدٌ عَلَى جَمِيعِ الْأَرْوَاحِ وَالْقُلُوبِ وَالنُّفُوسِ بِقَوْلِهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ النُّورِ. Here, what we are discussing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is shahid. He is observer. He is observer of everyone. So now the reason that is being given here in this tafsir, that what is the reason? Because the Ruh Mubarak, the blessed soul of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sees and observes all the souls, all the hearts, and all the lives. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the first thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created is my light. So He is the first, He is before everything, and He is Noor, He is light, and with His lightful reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled Him to observe and see everything in this dunya. And in Tafsir Ruh al-Bayan, it is mentioned that the deeds of the ummah are presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the morning and the evening. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows about the ummah, and He knows their signs, and He knows their deeds. That is the reason that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is appointed as an observer, as a witness upon everyone. And it is mentioned in Tafsir Madarik, أي شاهدا على من آمن بالإيمان وعلى من كفر بالكفر وعلى من نافق بالنفاق. It means that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is shahid on the iman of every moment. That, in other words, he sees or he knows the iman of every moment, and he knows the kufr of every kafir, and he knows the hypocrisy of every hypocrite. Now, keep in mind that iman and kufr and hypocrisy are hidden things. They're not apparent things. And according to great scholars of Quran and Mufassireen, they have given this conclusion that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows the iman of every mu'min and the kufr of every kafir and the hypocrisy of every hypocrite. And then there's another beautiful verse in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 179. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُلِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It is not befitting for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, O ordinary people, that He would give you the knowledge of unseen. Yes, He chooses amongst His Rasools, amongst His messengers, whomsoever He wishes. In this ayah kareema, the message has been given very clearly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not show His unseen to any ordinary person, but He shows or He tells or informs about His unseen to messengers. And a beautiful reason has been given in Tafsir Ruh al-Bayan. Why does this happen? Why not the ordinary people? Why only the prophets? Why only the rasuls? فَإِنَّ غَيْبَ الْحَقَائِكِ وَالْأَحْوَالِ لَا يَنْكَشِفُ بِلَا وَاسِطَةِ الرَّسُولِ. The reason that's given here, that the conditions of haqaiq and the realities are not disclosed without the wasila or without the medium of a Rasul. So the knowledge about every reality is granted to ordinary people like me and you via the prophets, via the Rasuls. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is not befitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show the knowledge of unseen or to disclose the knowledge of unseen to normal people, to ordinary people. Yes, from amongst his messengers, Rasuls, he chooses from them and he gives them the knowledge of unseen. So this is a clear evidence that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as being head and imam of all the prophets, he's being the chief of all the Rasuls and messengers. Indeed, he's given the knowledge of unseen by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this is a very clear categorical verse of Quran Kareem. No one can deny that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 113, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ وَكَانَ فَضُلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught you whatever you did not know. And this is the great fadl, the blessing of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal upon you, that He taught you whatever you did not know. Now under the tafsir of this ayah kareema, it is mentioned in Jalalain, ay min al ahkami wal ghaibi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught ahkam of sharia to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ghaib, unseen. So it's mentioned unseen, how much, how big. So we don't have to get into the detail of that. The fact of the matter is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught unseen ilme ghaib to His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam together with the ahkam of sharia. This is the conclusion of Jalalain. And then it is mentioned in Tafsir Kabir, anzalallahu alaykal kitaba wal hikmata wa atla'aka ala asrarihima wa waqafaka ala haqa'iqihima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the book upon you, wal hikmata, and wisdom upon you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed you about the secrets of both of them. Mean the secrets of Quran and the secrets of wisdom. And He informed you about the reality of Quran and Hikmat, of the book and the Hikmat. This is the understanding and the conclusion of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala. Then it is mentioned in Tafsir Khazin under this ayat, يعني من أحكام الشرع وأمور الدين وقيل علمك من العلم الغيب ما لم تكن تعلم وقيل معناه علمك من خفيات الأمور وأطلعك على ضمائر القلوب وعلمك من أحوال المنافقين وكيدهم. سبحان الله. In Tafsir Khazin, wonderfully it has been explained. It means that the ahkam of sharia were taught to beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any matter of sharia, deen, everything was taught to him. And it is also said that all those things which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not know was taught to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is also said that the hidden things, which is of course ghaib, hidden things were taught to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The secrets of the hearts were taught to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even the deceptions and the plans and the plots of hypocrites were taught to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, everything of deen and everything of dunya, every issue was taught to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether they were apparent or they were hidden. Even if they were the secrets of their hearts, that was taught to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in Tafsir Husaini, it is mentioned very beautifully that وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعَلَمْ means the knowledge of مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونُ, whatever has happened in the past and whatever is going to happen in the future, that is taught to beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As in the night of Miraj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it is in the hadith of Miraj, that I was under the arsh, under the throne of Almighty Allah azza wa jal, and a drop was put into my throat, and I came to know everything. The words of hadith are, فَعَلِمْتُ مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونُ. So I came to know everything that happened in the past and everything that is going to happen in the future. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 59, وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ, that there is no wet and there is no dry which is not mentioned in كِتَابٌ مُبِينٍ, which is لَوْحِ مَحْفُوظ, and it can also mean Qur'an-i Kareem. Mufassirin ikram have taken both the meanings, Lawh-e Mahfuz or Quran-e Majeed. In Arabic language, sometimes when you want to say everything, you can use words like ratb and yabis. Wala ratbim wala yabisin. So there's no wet and dry mean there is nothing which is not mentioned in Kitabun Mubin. And Kitabun Mubin is in the knowledge of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we have proven already, ma kana wa ma yakunu. So Kitabun Mubin, if you take the meaning of Kitabun Mubin, Lawh-e Mahfuz, that is part of happening. It has happened. Kitabun Mubin, or what is written in it, it has happened. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows what has happened. And if you take the meaning of Kitabun Mubin as Quran-e Majeed, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows Quran-e Majeed. Who can know Quran-e Majeed more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So then too, it is proven that everything of the past and everything of the future, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taught and he knows. And then there's another ayat in Surah An-Nahl, verse number 89. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, that we revealed upon you this book in which there is clear explanation of everything. There is a tibyan لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, for everything. Everything is explained clearly in that. First of all, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, كُلْ شَيْءٍ, everything. As long as something is a thing, that's part of كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And its detailed bayan, its explanation, all its conditions, everything has been explained in this book. And this book is revealed upon who? Upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even your mind, your intellect, your comprehension will not agree and will not accept that a message is given to someone and the person who's delivered the message, he doesn't know what is the message. The first person to receive the message is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then based on his explanations, we understand Quran-e-Kareem. So, whatever the clear bayan, the explanation of everything which is mentioned in Quran-e-Kareem, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows about it. And that contains ma kana wa ma yakunu. Whatever has happened in the past and whatever is going to happen in the future, that is in Quran-e-Kareem, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows the detail of every word, every verse of Quran-e-Kareem. And then in Surah Rahman, from verse number 1 to 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahmanu allama al-Qur'ana khalaqa al-insana allamahu al-bayan. The most merciful one who has taught the Quran to his beloved, and he created the life of humanity, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa allamahu al-bayan, and he taught him the knowledge of ma kana wa ma yakunu. This is the translation of this verse. Many of the translators might not translate this way, but if you read the tafaseer, the scholars of Quran, how they understand, they write very beautifully. It is mentioned in tafsir Mu'alim al-Tanzil and tafsir Husaini and many other tafaseer, that it means خلق الإنسان أي محمدا عليه السلام وعلمه البيان يعني بيان ما كان وما يكون. So when it is said خلق الإنسان, it means he created the life of insan, the ruh of insan, the soul of insan, the life of humanity, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And وَعَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ means بَيَانَ مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونُ, tafseel, the explanations of whatever has happened in the past and whatever is going to happen in the future has been taught to beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And it is mentioned in tafsir Khazin, قِيلَ أَرَادَ بِالْإِنسَانِ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْبَيَانَ يَعْنِي بَيَانَ مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونُ. The same thing what is mentioned in other tafaseer is mentioned in tafsir Khazin as well, that insan means here Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانَ means the bayan of مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونُ, whatever has happened in the past and whatever is going to happen in the future has been taught to beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in tafsir Mu'alim al-Tanzil, it is mentioned that وَقِيلَ الْإِنسَانُ هَا هُنَا مُحَمَّدٌ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَبَيَّانَهُ عَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ, that the meaning is that insan means here in this ayat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and وَعَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ, what it means, it means that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him. And try to understand this, that when you say whatever you do not know, you are taught. The area of whatever is very big, because this is common. That's the reason. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. Ulama ikram have said that this ma is kalma-i-aam. Kalma-i-aam means it gives you the meaning of common thing. So something which is exclusive or proper, they can be measured. And something which is common, is too big. So وَعَلَّمَكَ مَعْلَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. Allah has taught you whatever you did not know. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beyond our estimation, is beyond our calculation. We cannot understand that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Jinn, verse number 26 and 27, فَلَا يُزْهِرُ عَلَىٰ غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا إِلَّا مَنِ ارْتَضَىٰ مِنْ رَسُولٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give control to anyone over his unseen, over his knowledge of unseen, except his selected messengers, except his chosen or selected or beloved messengers. And this ayah karima of Surah Al-Jinn, it is mentioned in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan that Ibn Shaykh has said that the ghaib which is exclusive with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not inform that ghaib to anyone except His beloved Rasools. And the ghaib which is not exclusive with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ghaib can also be given to non-Rasools as well. So, this is the explanation of the ayat, فَلَا يُزْهِرُ عَلَىٰ غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا إِلَّا مَنِ ارْتَضَىٰ مِنْ رَسُولٍ. So from these ayat, we understand very clearly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the knowledge of unseen to His beloved Rasools, to Anbiya alayhim salam. And as far as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, his knowledge is greater than all the Prophets alayhim salam, all the angels. So therefore, when we say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given the knowledge of ma kana wa ma yakuno, that is 100% correct according to the teachings of Quran and the Sunnah, and Muslims always believed in that. Our scholars, great ulama, believed in that. Inshallah, we will continue with this silsila and we'll have many more discussions. While the time is almost up, if some of you want to ask a question, maybe you can ask a question quickly.
You have proven with many verses of the glorious Quran and opinions of great scholars of tafsir that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given knowledge of ma kana wa ma yakunu, which means whatever has happened in the past and whatever will happen in the future. But this seems to be too much of knowledge. Is this not an attempt to equate and make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam equal to Allah azza wa jal? And the belief of knowing ma kana wa ma yakunu is very difficult to understand. Some people, it will be hard for them to swallow. Could you please explain this concept in an easy way where even ordinary people can understand?
Keep in mind that whatever has happened in the past and whatever is going to happen in the future is creation. What is it?
Creation.
It's creation. And creation is limited. Creation is
limited.
So whatever has happened in the past and whatever is going to happen in the future, the knowledge of that is a limited knowledge.
Yes.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is unlimited. So how can limited be equal to unlimited? So when you proved the knowledge of ma kana wa ma yakunu for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have proven limited knowledge for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you have proven limited knowledge, It is not possible that you are making an attempt to make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam equal to Almighty Allah azza wa jal. Okay, and on top of that, this knowledge of ma kana wa ma yakunu, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam possesses, is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is personal, His own. We said that right in the beginning of our discussion, that He is alim bi-dhat. So how would this be possible that two could be equal? One is granted and one is personal. So this confusion should not come if we understand the concept properly. Ma kana wa ma yakunu is limited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is much more beyond that. This ma kana wa ma yakunu, just to give an example for comparison, is like you're comparing a drop against an ocean. There's no equality. So this is just a misconception. And as you said that, you know, explain in such way that even ordinary people can understand. So I'm sure that every ordinary person can understand that limited and unlimited are not equal. Granted and personal are not equal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is in no one's control. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's knowledge is in the control of Almighty Allah azza wa jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge has got no beginning. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's knowledge has a beginning and it developed gradually, bit by bit. Allamaka ta'aleem. Ta'aleem is that happens gradually, bit by bit. Allah's knowledge is free from that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the knowledge of things bit by bit. That's not possible. So there is no equality. That the real reason for a problem, if there is any, is a shirk. And shirk happens when there is equality. And if there is no equality, then there is no shirk. So no believer, no Muslim ever believes that knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is equal to the knowledge of Almighty Allah azza wa jalla. So we say that the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ba'd of the knowledge of Almighty Allah azza wa jalla. It's a portion which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's some, but as far as our knowledge is concerned, that some is too huge. Like the knowledge of whole creation in comparison to the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like a tiny part of a drop in comparison to an ocean. And as far as the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, in comparing with the knowledge of Almighty Allah azza wa jal is concerned, is like a tiny part of a drop in comparison with an ocean. So there is no equality. So this is a mere misconception and misunderstanding, that if we believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the knowledge of unseen, it is making Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam equal to Almighty Allah azza wa jal. Inshallah, in our next silsila, we will continue on the same topic. And we will have more questions and answer those questions, inshallah. Jazakumullah. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh al-mubeen.
O Muballigh, for you it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success still.